The grass was surely beginning to grow. There were fresh, juicy shoots running up among the withered blades of last year, as if in hopes of bringing them back to life. And closer down, she saw the sharp points of new spears peeping from their sheaths. And scattered here and there were small, dark green leaves folded around buds, shut up so tightly that only those who had watched them many seasons could tell what flowers were to be let out of their safe prisons by and by. So no one could blame Marjorie for not knowing that they were only common things, nor for stooping over the tiny buds and wondering. What made the grass come up so green out of the black earth? And how did the buds know when it was time to take off their little green hoods and see what there was in the world around them? And how came they to be buds at all? Did they bloom in another world before they sprung up here? And did they know themselves what kind of flowers they should blossom into? Had flowers souls, like little girls, that would live in another world when their forms had faded away in this? Marjorie thought she would like to sit down on the bank and wait beside the buds until they opened. Perhaps they would tell her their secret, if the very first thing they saw was her eyes watching them. One bud was beginning to unfold. It was streaked with yellow, in little stripes that she could imagine became wider every minute. But she would not touch it, for it seemed almost as much alive as herself. She only wondered and wondered.